Welcome to Creative Disturbance. Audio Labs.
Rencontre avec.
Rencontre avec.
Meeting.
Meeting.
Robertina Šebjanić.
So Robertina, you are a media artist from Slovenia, and you are working with installation and sound performances with jellyfishes, which is called Aurelia One Earth's Proto Viva Sonificator. Can you explain a little bit this installation and performance?
This installation performance will be its premiere here in Paris in Le Cube, done through the production of Decalab. And it's kind of the next step of the project, which was already presented in Slovenia. But here we went more in this kind of sonic version of jellyfish and interspecies communications. So it's the project kind of tries to reveal and tries to understand how they actually do communicate, how they function, jellyfish, because there is still lots of unknown about them. Like, we know all these facts that they are living in the environment, which is almost the same percentage of their own body mass as they are 99% of the water and so on. But still, there is lots of unknown. How do they function? How do they communicate? And they're one of the oldest organisms, which is living in oceans and seas already for... There are, of course, different numbers about this, but I follow the number 650 million years, and which is really long to survive as one species which is not changing too much through the evolution anymore.
Can you describe more specifically how your works
mm-hmm.
Function?
There are two levels in the work, you know. One, it's live generated sound, which is happening during the performance with jellyfish, which they're triggering the through different parts where they are in aquariums and so on. So it's more kind of location based tracking system which we made for them. And the other level of the project was done already during my residency at Izmir, which was done in 2014, mostly in February and in March. We have been doing lots of experiments also with sonar, with seismic technique, and also with simple hydrophones, which is kind of trying to get some data from them, but there is always a bit of a question if this data is still the real data of the jellyfish or of their environment. But still, instead of the performance, I'm using both. So I'm using also archive sound, all the archive which I collected, and also this live generated sound. So me and jellyfish, we are kind of performing together, and we are both in one sense triggering biosynthesizer, we could say also, and trying to trigger different sounds and working on the soundscape together.
When you were mentioning the communication of a jellyfish, it's more as a metaphorical component than a real one, right?
Yes, because it's like it's typical in human nature, and if we talk about more from the Anthropocene view, as we are humans and we try to understand lots of stuff, sometimes too much through our eyes, it's always like this when we are watching the jellyfish and they're very close to each other, we always think that there is something happening in their interaction, and maybe it is and maybe it isn't. Till now, because I was reading lots about these behaviors, also talking with different experts which they are working with jellyfish, it's mostly that they can say that there is some chemistry happening, some chemical reactions between mostly when they're in the polyp stage, and also later on which is triggering how much of them will actually be, how big they will go, they will reproduce, you know, like if there will be like 100 of them or 10,000 of them. Because this is kind of communication of triggering of their environment is harsh, is good, is good to go like bigger numbers, or like there is enough food in the sea and so on. So there is lots of this, but it's mostly based on this kind of food / environment orientated, and not so much, I couldn't find so much data yet, and I hope there will be soon also getting more about this, like how do they communicate between themselves, because as a every living creature, they are also full of sensors, you know. For instance, they have sensor for light. Some of the jellyfish, like I'm mostly working with Aurelia aurita, it's like moon jellyfish, it's one of the most common jellyfish in the oceans and seas of the world, like in this, like all around the world. It's very global species, I would say. And there is like specific species also, and there's thousands of them from jellyfish. They are from ultra small to very big ones also. And also it's different lifespan and so on. But there is one jellyfish, which is one of the most poisonous animals in the world, which has developed actually eyes. It has the same eyes like we have, four of them, plus 24 sensors. So they're sensing lots of stuff, and they are, as other jellyfish, they're mostly, they're plankton, so they're mostly levitating in the water in some sense. This one is able to swim. And that's why it's even more dangerous, you know, it has poison, seven different poisons stuff inside of them, so these toxins killing everything what is alive in seconds, you know.
The jellyfishes and yourself are acting on the same level, that is interacting with sound, but you don't have any clue what exactly the sound means.
I would not like to say this, but it's the truth, you know. It's kind of, it is like this, you know, like we are both trying to I'm trying to figure it out how this should be sounding, you know. And as I don't have any you know, it's really hard to get any info about this, you know, or any data. So of course, then you understand this data like you do, you know, and then you, I'm kind of translating them into the sound which I think should be the most appropriate, you know.
So why did you start working with living animals or living creatures, and why did you choose jellyfishes among other creatures?
Like with living systems, it's always a bit challenging, you know. Like I started many years ago, I was working a lot with video animation, which was kind of mimicking the living organisms. And also then later on with simple robotics, which was also mimicking the living creatures. And you know, this kind of idea of making something alive, it is interesting, but then when you start to work with living creatures, for me at least, it was like being on some other level of trying to understand what I do and how to also work with it, because there is big responsibility coming with this. You know, living creatures, it's also, they need to eat, they need to have really good environment to survive and so on. There's lots of these kind of factors which they're not so obvious, you know. It's, of course, you have them as a pets also. You have to have them as a pets if you want to work with them, because it's really hard to just leave them somewhere, somebody else will take care of them and I will do. It's not possible, because living systems are very complex. And one of the best ways of learning about them is still observation. You know, as the biology started to be observing the nature, and observation is also part of artistical research if we go in this kind of more classical doctrine also. But still it's very important to observe them, to understand how they behave, why they do have this kind of behaviors, what is triggering them, you know, how to establish the good environment for them. This is like really, really important part.
And why did you choose jellyfishes?
Yeah, this comes with some other obsession, you know. I was reading a lot about this immortal jellyfish. I came across this article, I think, 3 years ago, it was, or 2 years ago. It was one really good article, very detailed, in New York Times. If jellyfish can unlock the secrets of immortal life. And it was really interesting, it struck me totally, you know. Of course, all these facts with, I mentioned already before, that they are 99% of their own environment. It's already crazy, you know. It's hard to understand this even, you know. Still, I'm always fascinated with this. And then also, this immortal jellyfish has possibility that when environment is harsh, it's just going back to the polyp state. You know, it's just going back to the state where it started as a baby, you know, and then it's, when the environment is good again, it's just like flourishing back, you know, into the life. It's really hard to imagine even this as humans, you know, if I'm looking from the, again, from the anthropocentric point of view. We know that we will die, and that is the definitely happening to everybody. We just don't know where and how and when. There is not possibility that we will adapt to different harsh environments and say, okay, we wait and hibernate in between. So it's very fascinating facts in the biology that we, it's really important that we know them, to understand them, to redefine and rethink ourselves also.
This is a point which is interesting to me, because when we mention jellyfishes, in French, the word, there's only one word, which is medusa. In English, you have medusa for the myth and jellyfish for the real biological creature. And it seems to me that you were more attracted to the real creature and the biological creature than to the ancient Greek myth. Is it true, or...?
It's true. Actually, I haven't been thinking about this myth so much, you know. It happens to me that since I'm working with jellyfish, lots of... There is people asking me about this, but actually the jellyfish, I think it's... They are now, you know, they're happening now in 21st century. They're, like, overpopulating the seas, you know. They're overtaking the power plants. Because, you know, the environment in the seas is changing so much, also because of us humans and so on. The temperatures are rising, it's very good for them to spread around. Plus, we use them a lot in medicine. Actually, the bioluminescent protein is used to diagnose different diseases and so on for a few years now already, and it's helping a lot to save lives also. So it's something which is happening really here and now. And it doesn't have so much connection with this mythological story, which is story about the mirror and the... It's just the story which I don't see the connection so strongly. I see the connection more strongly with Epic of Gilgamesh, you know, which is the looking for the immortal life. And it's this other quest, you know, which is connecting with jellyfish more strongly these days also. If we already are looking into this kind of perspective of the mythology and religion and also philosophical history in one sense, and being now in 21st century working in biology and understanding the environment. We do live now, and now there is lots of changes also happening. We can faster understand what's happening all around the world, as we have data about this also. We also have to take care better of our oceans also. This is also something which jellyfish is trying, teaching us, you know. Okay, they don't mind, they can go really bigger now also. But it's not so good for us, you know, so it's... there are different issues coming up. So much of them that I'm afraid to not to hurt to push them into some conceptual part of the projects. That's why I also kind of decided to have these more steps of the projects, like Aurelia plus one Proto Vivo generator, which was done in Ljubljana in Galerie Kapelica. It's more about this, it's talking the story about the regeneration of the pro-living life, of this quest of immortality. It has this kind of romantic idea of what would happen if we would have tissue of the jellyfish stem cells instead of our bodies, instead of our heart. And this would be kind of like our endless fountain of the living force inside of us. And then here in Paris is another story. It's the story of the communication of the species, to understanding of the species. So there are many levels which they're opening up always when you work with some organism. And it's good to understand them, and I'm really happy to have all these opportunities to go into these different steps.
And what would be the next step?
This I'm actually still rethinking which way would be best, because till now it was this kind of human, it was jellyfish and the mechanism. Now it's the human and the jellyfish. Maybe it should be just jellyfish to the jellyfish, next step. But still, but I would prefer to leave it open for now.
Des pastilles et à sucer pour l'oreille candy.